Philip Semper P, that could be certain code today's date is 05/15/2023. Dictation is for LC Shoemaker. Shoemaker spells S-H-U-M-A-K-E-R. LC spells E-L-Y-S-E. Date of birth is 01/04/2007. Next paragraph, this is a 16-year-old child here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient is accompanied by a mom who said that child had a blunt head trauma during a sports activity and suffered a concussion. Was seen at the local emergency room where she had. Next line, one CT scan of the brain. Results normal. Next line, two CBC CMP. Results normal. Next line, three, urinalysis. Results normal. Next paragraph, patient is here for a follow-up period. Now she stated that she brought a paper from school and will need clearance to return to school and for the participation in contact sports period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented, no acute distress. Her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 99% of the room air, blood pressure is 112 over 25. Pulse 51, respiration 15, correction 12. No temperature taken. Next paragraph, patient does report that she says she has occasional headache, and right now she says she is foggy. Everything looks kind of foggy today, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. Correction, next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, abdomen soft, non tendon, no organomegaly, normal bowel sounds. Next paragraph, head. No hematoma, abrasion, laceration noted. However, in parentheses, patient reports dizziness and fogginess. Period. Correction. Comma. And state that she's not ready to go back as yet. Period. Next paragraph, neuro. She's alert oriented. Times three. Patient was based in NIH screen. Patient was asked appropriate question in keeping with NIH protocol. She answers all questions correctly, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is status post concussion. Number two, headache. And number three, blurred vision. Next paragraph, patient was advised not to take part in any contact sports for the next 10 days. The purpose of this is to see if her vision clears up. Right now she says she can see fogs. If this continues, I will refer her to a optometrist / neurologist. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.